Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey. How are you? We're so happy to hear from you.
Thank you very much. And I really want to say thank you for everyone in the room for helping me through my challenges. And just the encouragement and support was really huge for me. And I really felt as though people sincerely cared about me and the situation that I found myself in. And what I'm learning is, and my buddy Karen had said this to me, is that this is a journey, and that I am learning that my journey is not going to be like your journey. It's not going to be like Karen's journey or Sherry's journey. Mine's going to look different. And at every little bump in the road or curve, I'm going to learn something. And not only learn something about myself, but learn something about life as well. So thank everybody for helping me. I want to report that my stomach feels so much better. I'm not nominated.
Yay!
I was on the call on Wednesday, so I started the jump start on Thursday. And my stomach feels better. I'm not nauseated. I don't feel bloated and distended. And my bowel movements are more comfortable. My stomach is still big. It was big before I started it. It's still big. However, I do have a positive to report in that when I started the program in May, I have one pair of black pants, dress pants, that I can wear that I feel like I look pretty good in and that they feel comfortable. Now, these dress black pants have elastic in the back of them, but they also came with the belt, but I could never wear the belt. And so when I started the program in May, I forced myself to wear the belt, and I was at the end of, like, the last hole, and it was very uncomfortable. And I ultimately, the day that I wore the belt, I had to take it off. And then this week, yesterday, I had to wear the pants again, and I'm in the second hole from the end of the belt. So,
woohoo! That's great.
I had no idea that when I look at my stomach, it looks the same to me, but it is not the same. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit that I've been avoiding social engagements where there's food. I'm still a little shaky about being surrounded with stuff, so...
Okay, that's all right. You're being very protective. You're honoring the body God gave you, and you're just saying, I just got to get a little stronger with this. And really, the best thing for you to do is to feel comfortable, and as soon as you got a handle on that, you can take all the engagements you want. You can go wherever you want. You can eat your goat yogurt and nuts before you go to the event. You can bring your cram flush with you. You can have Jackie's chicken salad in a Tupperware in your purse if you have to, or if you find what's going to be on the menu, you just eat the protein and the vegetables. You know, there's ways of getting around it. But, you know, you were pretty shook up because this is very important to you. And I think it's not going to be long for you to be able to say, yeah, fine, I'll come and join you. But I think for right now, like you said, this is a journey. And today I was thinking, and I don't know why it came to me, but it probably came to me for me to tell you. And that is, if you want to learn about life, you have to live through it. You've got to live through life to know about life. Because that's life. Life has ups and downs. Now, we don't want roller coasters because it's just too much. But there's nothing wrong with the merry-go-round where it goes around and around, but sometimes it goes up and down. And when you make a mistake, you've got so much backup for yourself and so much support and so much love, and everybody sincerely was, you know, they were talking about you on the Power 100 call yesterday, and one gal got on and she said you were so inspiring to her, and it really helped other people to know that it's okay if you make a mistake, it's okay, and don't be afraid to talk about it, because once you start talking about it, you're going to work it out. You're going to hear your words, and you're going to go, you're going to, you know, listen to what you're saying and what you did, and it's like, wow, I'm going to remember that. So I tend to agree with you that it's kind of like breaking up with a boyfriend. You just don't want to go out there and be seen yet, you know. And I get it, you know. But I honor you for that, because you're protecting yourself. But I'm so happy if you're on the second hole of that belt. So now what you got to do is take a picture of the second hole, and then every time you put that belt on week after week, when it goes to the next hole, just put another picture of the belt.